This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abom. We're about to finish, with the help of the Almighty, the last amud of Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, which is a Perek Berachamim in Masechta Yevamos. Okay, says the Holy Mishnah, Mitzvahs Chalitza. What is the Mitzvah of Chalitza? Bahu v'yevimtoi lebezdin. He and his Yevama comes to the court. Now, what if he is 100 years old and she is 14? That, not a shidduch, right? Not a good shidduch. So they're going to give him eitzah. Maybe you shouldn't do yibum, you know. You don't want to marry someone that you're going to be driving them to their high school graduation. So they advise him that this is not a good idea to do yibum. V'hein masin lo eitzah ha'igenosai. They give him an advice which is fitting for him. How do we know this? Shenemar v'karulai ziknei iroi, and the elders of his city call to him v'dibru elav, and they speak to him. I'm assuming the drasha comes to the word elav, to him, meaning to his personal circumstance. V'hi oimeres, and she says the following. Me'ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem. My yavam refuses to establish a name for his brother, B'Yisrael. Lo ava yabami. He does not want to do yibum. That is what she says. That's the pasuk, the first pasuk in the parsha of Chalitza. V'yim lo yachbo yitzal ishal kachas as yivimtoi, v'also yivimtoi hashara el hazaken ve'amra. Me'ein yevami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo'ava yabami. Okay. V'hu oimer, and he then says, lo'i chafatzi lakachta, I don't want to take her. U'v'lashin ha'kodesh hayu oimerim. They had to say this in the holy tongue in Hebrew. You can't take out an art scroll and read, I do not wanteth to taketh her. Right? Or you can't take out an English translation, you gotta say it in the original. V'nigsha yivimtai elav le'enei hazakenim. And the Yavam will approach him to the eyes of the elders. V'nigsha yivimtai elav le'enei hazakenim. And the Yavama will approach him in the eyes of the elders. V'choltza, so in other words, v'nigsha yivimtai, his yivama will approach him before the elders. V'choltza na'ale me'arag, they'll remove his shoe. V'yarka b'fanav, she will spit before him. From there we learn, since it says, Le'enei roi kaner le'dayanim. It has to be a spittle that is seen by the dayanim. It has to be apparent. It has to be seen. Va'onsa v'amra, she will speak up and say, Kacha ye'yaseh lo'ish, so should be done to a man, asher lo yivne espeis achav, that does not build the house of his brother. Ad kan hoyu makrin. Up to this point, they would dictate to her. So in other words, she's making two declarations. In the beginning, she says, Me'ein yivami lachim lachim shem b'Yisrael, lo yava yabmi. The guy refuses to establish a name for his brother. He doesn't want to be miyabe me. And then she says again, Kacha ye'asa shashal lo yivnes be'sachiv. And that's the end of it. However, the last pasuk is, V'nikra shmai b'Yisrael be'es chalatzanah. When of Horkinus dictated under the Ela tree, what kind of tree is this Ela tree? What kind of tree is an Ela tree? An Ela. V'gomer is called a parsha. He finished the whole parsha. Rashi says, "Bekfar itam in the students that were sitting there before the Rebbe, he finished the entire parsha. And Huchsukuliyah's government called parsha. So the custom became that the Dayanim would dictate the whole parsha, even the final psukim. Okay. Meaning the last pasuk is V'nikra Shmoy B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal, which is presumably is just a report of what should be done, but not that anybody has to say that. But Rav Hyrcanus started that practice and it never stopped. Okay, so the Mishnah Mitzvah B'Dayanin. It's a mitzvah among the judges to say these psukim, V'nikra Shmoy B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal. In other words, this recitation, Beis Chalutz Hanal, is a mitzvah on the judges. V'lay mitzvah b'tamidim, it's not a mitzvah on the students who sit before the judges. Rabbi Yehuda says, mitzvah al kol ha'imdim sham loymar chalutz hanal. It's a mitzvah for all those who stand there to say chalutz hanal, to say that this person's shoe has been removed. So it's not only mitzvah on the Dayanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah on all the bystanders. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, mitzvah chalitza, what's the mitzvah of chalitza? Kaira. First she reads psukim. V'kaira, then he reads psukim. V'chaylatzes, then we remove his shoe. V'roikuga, then she spits. V'kaira, and she reads. So she's reading beginning and end, then she reads, she removes, she spits, she reads again. Says Gemara, no kidding, that's what the Mishnah says. Why is Rabbi Yehuda repeating the Mishnah? Nothing is added. He's just sort of summarizing what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, yeah, there's a chiddush. A kamashalan mitzvah hachi. The chiddush is, this is the mitzvah. But vi apich leslanba. But if you flip it, there's no issue. When we says it's a mitzvah, meaning this is the preferred way, but if you don't do it this way, it's still good. Tanya nami achi, we learned in a braisa like this as well, bein shehiktim chalitza l'kika, whether the removal of the shoe preceded the spitting, or bein shehiktim rekika l'chalitza, or the spitting preceded the chalitza. Really, ideally, first you remove the shoe, then you spit. But whether the chalitza preceded the spitting, or if it was done the opposite, masha asay asay lamaisa, it is done. Now, Amar Abaye, Haiman de Makri get chalitza. One who dictates the document of chalitza in order to tell her what to say, to dictate to her what to say, loy likri ledida. Loy lechudei ve'ava yabmim lechudei. Don't read the words loy ava yabmi. He doesn't want to do yibam. Don't read it loy. He doesn't ava yabmi. He wants to do yibam. If you pause between the loy and the ava yabmi, then it's going to sound like he does want to do yibam. Ella, rather, loy avayabmi. He should say straight in one sentence, he doesn't want to do yibam. Furthermore, v'loy likri ledidei, do not read to him, don't dictate to him, loy luchudei, no, chafatzti luchudei. In other words, he says the words, loy chafatzti lakachta, I don't want to take her. Don't read it, loy, no, chafatzti lakachta, I want to take her. Say it in one sentence. In other words, make sure you don't pause. Like Yaakov Avinu, the father said, are you Esav? Ani. Esav b'chayrecha. I am. And by the way, Dad, I have a very interesting piece of information to tell you. Esav b'chayrecha, Esav's the firstborn. So it's all about the pause. Did you do homework? Of course I did homework. Meaning, of course, there's not a chance I did anything. And then you said homework as an idea, a general idea, a concept that exists in the world. So, it's, you know, pauses could change the entire meaning of a statement. So you can't pause between the loy and the chafatzti. In fact, it's interesting. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Aseres HaDibros, it says, loy signoiv, loy sinaf, loy... There's actually a comma between the loy and the signoiv, and loy and the sirtzach. Loy signoiv, loy sinaf. There's a tipcha. The Zohar says the world stands on that tipcha. Because if it would say, don't steal, you'd never be allowed to steal. But now that it says, don't, and it says steal, sometimes you're allowed to steal. You're allowed to trick your Rebbe. Let's say your Rebbe is not explaining things well, maybe because he doesn't like you. So you wanna butter up the Rebbe, so the Rebbe should like you, so he should explain things better. This is what the Zohar says. I'm not, no literary license over here. The Zohar says there are cases you're allowed to steal, and cases you're allowed to commit adultery, and cases you're allowed to rob. That's the Zohar. In other words, when a person's wife is mutter, then certain things are mutter. When Bezdin's allowed to kill. So the world stands on the pause. So you have to make sure you don't pause over here. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava says, give me a break. Avsuke milsahi. It's just a pause. Avsuke milsah lesamba. A pause is nothing. It doesn't change the meaning. So Rava says, you could say, loy avayabmi. And you could say, loy chafatzi lekachta. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Ashkechel Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana, the kametztaer, he was taking great pains, umikri, and he was dictating, loy avayabmi. He doesn't want to do yibum to me. And he made sure to say it in one sentence. Amarle, so he said to him, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said, don't you hold like Rava said that a pause is really not vital, is not a problem? Amar lei, Rav Kahana said, Moida Rava b'loy avayabmi. Rava would be Moida. By loy avayabmi, that it is a problem. Why? Rava would agree by loy avayabmi that you can't interrupt. Because if you interrupt, it's mashma that it's going back, the loy is going back on the resha. Mayein yavami la'achav shem b'Yisrael loy. My husband, my yavam, refuses to establish a name. No! He doesn't refuse. Avayabmi, he wants in miyabim. Meaning, by loy avayabmi, the pause is a problem. But by loy chafatzi lekachta, which is the beginning of his drasha, then there's no other way to read it other than loy chafatzi lekachta. He doesn't want to take me. Even if you pause and say loy, there's nothing for that loy to be going back on because that's the first thing he said. By loy avayabmi, the loy could be going back on the previous words, mayein yevami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael. Okay, fine. Weiter gegangen. Amar Abaye, Haiman de Kosev Gita de Chalitza, the one who writes the document of Chalitza, lichtoiv hachi, should write as follows. Now here's the issue. There's a potential problem that if a document does not have sirtut, etching, scoring, then you're not to write psukim on it. There's a din that when you write psukim, the lines have to be etched. It's interesting. I once saw Rav Malkiel Kotler, when he writes a haskama for a sefer, and he quotes psukim in the haskama, he underlines the psukim. And it's based on this idea that you're not allowed to write more than either 4 words of a pasuk or 3 words of a pasuk if it's not lined. Now, for us, it's not an issue because we're not writing a Sefer Torah, we don't have a regular pen, we're not writing on parchment, so it's really academic. But if you would be writing on parchment with the cloth and diyoy, you're not to write more than three or four words of a pasuk if you don't line the paper. So the question is, if you're writing the document of chalitza and you're writing words of the Torah, so it's not necessarily lined. So what do? You could basically say, we said to her from this word till that word, and he said from this word to that word, and without quoting the whole pasuk, we basically reference words in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Hayman de Kosav Gita de Chalitza. Abai said, this person who writes a get of Chalitza, Lichtoiv Hachi, should write as follows. Akrenuha ledida min mein yivami arava yavmi. Abai said, one who writes a get of Chalitza, he should write as follows. Abai says, someone who writes a get of Chalitza, he should write, we dictated to her from Mayen Yavami. That's the first thing we dictated. Ad Avayabmi, till the end of the pasuk. This way we're not writing more than two words at a time. Vrak Renuhu, and we dictated to him, Ladide Min Loi, from Loi Chavatsi until Lakachta. Vrak Renuhu Ladida, and then we dictated to her, Min Kacha, Kal Yazaz, as Shaloi Banez Beis Achiv, Amin Kach Ve'ad Chalutz Hanal. So basically, we don't say if more than two words at a time. Marzutra mesartet, because of parsha. Marzutra just made lines, and he said, and he wrote the whole parsha. Maskefla mar bar idi said v'haloi nitein lichtoiv. Even if you make lines, the halacha is you're not allowed to write just random psukim of a Torah to learn from. Unless you're writing a whole sefer, there's a din that when you're writing Torah, you have to write a whole sefer. You can't just write on ink and parchment part of a sefer. So the Gemara says, no, v'hilchos k'vasei de marzutra. The halacha is like marzutra, because it's not like writing a Megillah to learn from. Because there you're trying to write it as Torah. So whenever you try to write something as Torah, you have to write the whole thing. Mashein kein. Nashenkin, a document of Chalitza is merely a document of Chalitza. It's not a document of Torah, so therefore there's no problem writing a few psukim. Okay. Amar Abaye, Rokika, let's say she spit v'kaltasa ruach, and the wind sort of received it and then rejected. In other words, she spit and the wind came and blew it back. She didn't do anything. My time of Yarkub Afanabinan. We need her to spit before him. Hilkach, therefore, who aruch, if he's tall, v'hi gutz, and she's short, so she's short and she's spitting. V'kaltasa aruch, if the wind receives the spittle and it sort of lifts up the spit above her head, but it doesn't go forward, it's still considered before him because his head is taller than hers. So Ika Bafanov, that's considered before him. He Aruka, if she's tall, Vahu Guts, and he's short, and the wind intercepts it, but Inana Demati Lahadeyape, we need it to reach his face, Vahadar Azal, and then it could go back. Amarava, Achla Tuma, let's say she ate garlic. Viruksa, and she spit. In other words, the spittle, let's say, was engendered by the spittle was engendered by garlic. Achla gargishta viruksa. Let's say she ate a clod of earth, and that's why she spit. That's not called spitting. She didn't do anything. My time up. Viyarko meyatzva bina. We need her to spit on her own. Vileka, we don't have it. V'amar Rava said, Tzricha dayane lemechse roika. The dayanim need to see the spit, kinafek mi puma divama, when it comes out of the mouth of the divama. Dechsiv, like it says, le'ene hazakenim viyarka. It says in the pasuk, "Le'enei hazakenim." It says she will stand up before the eyes of the elders, and then it says "viyarka." So that indicates that the spittle has to be in front of the zakenim. Now, the Gemara continues, "V'nikra shmoi biyisrael beis chalutz hanal." Mitzvah b'dayanin v'loy b'tamin. The mitzvah is in the dayanim and not in the taminim. Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Pamachas hayinu yoishim l'snei Rabbi Tarfain." One time we were sitting before Rabbi Tarfain. Now Rabbi Yehuda said everyone has to say the pasuk. Ubasa yivama lachatz. Yivama came to do chalitza. Va'amar lanu, and he said to us, "Anu kulchem chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal." One time we were standing before Rabbi Tarfain. Says Rabbi Yehuda, who is the final Tana in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mitzvah kala oim nimsham. We're saying Vorav Tarfain, and he said everyone answer Chalutz Hanal, Chalutz Hanal, Chalutz Hanal, three times. So even though the Mishnah says one time, but this Braisa brings that there's an Indian of saying it three times. Hadran Alach, mitzvahs, Chalitza. Now we have the zuchus to have Rabbi Isaac on the line, who is a good friend of mine. And now that we finished the parak, Rabbi Isaac, who's a Holocaust survivor, he's going to give us all a bracha. Rabbi Isaac, you're now a co-host. Were you ever a co-host before? You're on mute. No, I'm on mute.
I have some poem. I have a sefer from a friend of mine from Poland yet, which his daughter married to a Rosh Yeshiva in Keren Biavne. His name is Kalman Bayer. And his father started a book, 1,000 Years of the Gesser Chachomim. And I have this book from him. His father started it and he finished it. If you're interested, I will give it a letter to you, if you're interested.
Thank you very much. Give us a bracha, we just finished the parak.
Okay. I told you that God said to Avon, whoever blesses you will be blessed. So you think about me and you automatically are blessed.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Thank you for coming. It's an honor to have you. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.